Assalamu alaikum, everybody, and welcome to a new episode of Muslima Podcast. I'm Asma, your host. Today, we're going to be speaking to Dr. Zainab Alwani about tadabbur. Tadabbur is essentially the concept of contemplating the Holy Quran. I know a lot of us have busy schedules. We're in school, we're working, and life can kind of get, you know, repetitive and monotonous. We have a hard time connecting to the Quran. We may be reciting it without even really thinking about what it means. We may just be reciting the same surahs in our prayer just to kind of get it done. And I know this is a problem that many of us face, and even if you just want to improve your relationship with the Quran, having tadabbur is a really, really great place to start. I can't wait to explore this concept more with Dr. Zainab. She, mashallah, is a really acclaimed scholar. She is the founder of the Divinity Department at Howard University. She's also the first female jurist to serve on the board of the Fiqh Council of North America. She is located in the Virginia area, and I'm so excited to be speaking with her today. And thank you so much for joining me. Let's get started, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum, everybody. Welcome to a new episode of Muslima Podcast. I'm so excited to be with Dr. Zainab Alwani today. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you so much for being on the podcast with us today. As you know, we will be speaking about the tadabbur today. So I guess we can just start off with, for those of us who don't know, what is the meaning of the tadabbur?
Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina wa Habibina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته everyone. I would like to just explain in the beginning a little bit about this is تدبر القرآن الكريم, which is in this contemplating the Quran. And so the meaning itself in Arabic, and especially according to the Quranic definition, it means also from dabbara, it has the meaning of reflection, contemplating, understanding. It means it connects with the meaning of planning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also use the word yudabbir al-amr. It means to conduct the affairs of the heavens and earth. So the meaning itself mostly, it comes from the understanding or how to contemplate the Quran. And so that's what we will, inshallah, explain to you, the process and also the journey, and give you some tools, inshallah.
Amazing. Thank you so much. You know, in this day and age, there's so much media being available to us, whether it's, you know, like music, social media, video content, etc. You know, our youth definitely has a hard time with being still, being mindful, and engaging with the Quran and keeping the Quran close to our heart. So how do we engage with the Quran, contemplate it, as you said, and have it be really the favorite, our favorite part of the day?
Okay, Bismillah. I will start with this, the entire, I guess, learning about tadabbur is really to build our relationship with the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the main goal or objective of this, it's how at the personal level I can connect with the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I can building relationship. It means it takes time, and relationship also, it has a process. Even for us as people, when you want to get to know someone, so you start with the names, you start with asking question about their, maybe their family or their work or other questions. It's just to introduce that person to you. So the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces this book with the different names of the book. itself. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced himself in the Quran, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so get to know the Quran through its names. This by itself, like Al-Kitab, Al-Quran, the book or Al-Quran that we know. But also it has our scholars counted more than 34, like Al-Imam Al-Razi, for example, 34 names of the Quran. The names including healing, the light, the clear, mubeen. Also, it has hudan as a guidance. And many other names, Al-Furqan, for example, the criterion that really distinguish between the right and wrong, between the truth and false, and many other also names you can count and you can trace it within the Quran. So this is the how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us in the Quran. When Allah wants us to understand certain things about Him, about His creations, about His scriptures and books, about even our own selves, and you will find many adjectives or description for this. That's why the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, usually it's not like the people as we speak, we have our own terminology, but this is a divine book and the divine words. So it becomes as a concept. And that's this is the beginning of the journey. So as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inviting all of us to get to know the Quran through maybe Asma'ul Quran or the description and the objectives of the Quran. So this is maybe one that for us to pay attention to. With this, you start building this relationship. But how? And you said we are busy with so many things now, the distraction. How do I start with this? How do I read this book? Subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that this book is different than any other book or books that we know, because it was revealed upon the heart of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So it means once I decided and I had the intention to build my relationship with the Quran, to get to know the Quran, I have to start with my heart. And that, what does it mean, the heart? So usually, maybe we start with the faculties, okay, my eyes to read or to hear or other faculties. But subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the heart in the Quran more than 150 times. And it says to the Prophet, peace be upon him, in Surah Al-Baqarah 97 and other surahs, that this book was revealed upon your heart. It means that the heart should be ready to receive the messages, to receive the words of Allah. And in this, when we start building this relationship. So it is a relationship. It's not only information that we get or knowledge only, but the reality is a transformative journey that holistically will affect ourselves. And that's why I'm focusing on the personal relationship with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because a scholarly relationship, of course, it takes it has to be also first personal, and then, but when the person decide to continue the journey to study and other, take that journey with the studying Sharia or other things, that something else. But I'm here just to focus on that, building this personal relationship. And that's what we will start. What does it mean? Okay, tell me more about yourself, O Quran. And the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that He is the one who protected and preserved this book. The book was preserved and will not be changed at all. It means the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at the same time, the words of Allah, this book, has the ability to transform our feelings, actions, personality, relationships with others in the best way. Once I really focus on cleansing and focusing on my heart, starting with that intention, and at the same time, I come to the Quran and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make dua, ask Him to guide me and to open my heart to the Quran. And subhanAllah, there is something very important to understand about the heart. There are so many ways, of course, to describe the heart, as we said, but there is ayah in Surah Al-Hajj, Surah 22, and the ayah 46. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, have they not traveled throughout the land so their hearts may understand and their ears may listen? Indeed, it is not the eyes that are blind, but it is the hearts. And that's another thing that even recently, there are so many studies about how the heart is the center of our emotions and thinking, and the way even taking and making decisions, how much it has an effect on our heart. And once our hearts are in coherence with all our faculties, then that coherence will affect all our decisions in our heart, in our lives. That's what the Quran tells us. Tells us that tadabbur, or coming to the Quran, trying to understand, building this relationship, reading with the heart, and trying to find always dialoguing with the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it gives us that kind of comfort. And then not only this, that coherence, but indeed even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describe, for example, there are so many descriptions of the heart, but I will give you just three types of the hearts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the healthy hearts, because there are also diseases of the hearts. But subhanAllah, the healthy hearts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that there is the qalb munib, or that the heart that always turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every time that whether we are making mistakes or we want to just to come closer to Allah to make dua, this is the heart that always turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is another heart, or the another type of heart, which is al-mutma'in, that when it comes, the content, I'm at that state, because our heart's moving into different states, and I have to always ask myself and my heart which state I'm at. And that's what the content, and that it's mentioned also with Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam in Surah Al-Baqarah, in Surah 2, when he was asking about life after death, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him, do you have doubt about this? And he said, no, but I want just my heart to be at that state of content and be mutma'in with that kind of comfort and peace, at peace. So this is one another state of the heart. There's a third one, which is qalb salim, and that this is the sound, the pure, healthy قلب سليم. Also Prophet Ibrahim عليه السلام, he asked Allah سبحانه وتعالى, made dua to have that قلب سليم. So Sister Asma, once we are at this stage and cleansing our hearts, and of course, then when I come to read the Quran, it will be much easier for me to understand and connect and build that my relationship with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Thank you so much, Sister Zainab, for sharing and telling us, you know, how we can even start this relationship. And I really appreciate you speaking about the heart. It's so interesting to hear because, you know, even just yesterday I was in a class that I'm taking and the scholar that was speaking was talking about how, you know, studies are finding that the heart is more connected to the brain than we really anticipated. So it's really interesting to hear you say that as well. We really do need to make sure that our heart is healthy and that our spirituality is healthy in order to, you know, overall be the person that we want to be. So thank you so much for telling us all about, you know, starting this relationship and continuing to engage with the Quran and all of its verses. So, you know, there's many of us who, you know, Arabic is not our native language. And, you know, obviously Arabic also has many dialects. So even someone who does understand their dialect of Arabic may not understand, you know, the words of the Quran. So for those of us who have, you know, limited knowledge of the language, how do we, how should we still connect with the Quran without necessarily always knowing what we are reciting or what we are saying?
Thank you for this question. I always receive this question, and which is very important one, of course, because subhanAllah, and that's why I'm saying subhanAllah, the language in the beginning, I was speaking about the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a divine word. So it means it has many meanings, and the meanings it's different than, of course, the Arabic, it has different dialect. This is something else. But once you come to the Quran with the every word that it has, it's a, when I say it's a concept, it's a concept, it means it gives you a very a variety of meaning. And the meanings, it's not only linguistic meanings, but in fact, the transformative meanings that in a way it connects with the social aspects, with the emotional, with the psychology, with the education, with everything that the person, the reader needs really, or to answer even many of our questions. What does it mean? It means read different translations. It doesn't affect, it doesn't change. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected the book. And that's why it's preserved, don't worry, because it doesn't change anything. The only thing is for the readers to understand and connect. So use different, I always ask my students or my children, everyone, to use different translations. The translation, it's give you one word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, maybe you will hear it from one translator. It has a meaning, but it's different meanings. It adds to your vocabulary. It adds to the meaning that you have. And it's still, even though the language itself and all this, but subhanAllah, that's when you go to your own experience, your own way, how you approach the Quran, it gives you more even meanings. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala call it lisan al-Quran. It means the tongue of the Quran. So it's the tongue, you can speak many languages with your tongue, and this is by itself, but the languages itself, it has different meanings. So that's why you come to the Quran with open heart, with open mind, and ask for guidance, and the Quran as if will take you from your hands and show you, and subhanAllah, whatever you are looking for, once you enter this journey, you need always to read to, with the Quran, to listen. And tadabbur itself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the word فَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ in four different surahs. And two of the surahs are Mekkiya, in Mecca revealed, and the other two in Medina. And subhanAllah, when you read the ayat, and I can give you also the ayat itself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it as if it's an obligation on the readers to read with that kind of hearts, to and read with the understanding, trying to understand as much as you can. So the ayat, for example, one of the ayat in Surah Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace be upon him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَى قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. It means if we don't make that contemplating and tadabbur, it means, well, the hearts will be locked. So once we start this building this relationship with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our hearts will be open. And it means when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says aqfaluha, it means locked. What does it mean? So there are maybe keys to open the hearts. And where do you find the keys? And starting again, going back and forth with the heart. But the keys also, if you look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, give us a surah like Surah Al-Fatiha, which is Al-Fatiha is the opening itself. This by itself, as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inviting us to introducing this book to us with Surah Al-Fatiha, as if it's look for the keys there. Once I start contemplating and connecting and building my relationship with the Surah Al-Fatiha, I'm learning so much from the surah. So it will open many doors for me to understand how to be grateful, how to be merciful, how to help others, how to understand the mulk, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, he's asking us to make dua, teaching us how to come to him and closer and closer. The meaning of ibadah itself, it becomes something more than only the rituals, or even our salah will be transformed. The salah that will be, subhanAllah, it will be holistic, that you connect with nature when you make wudu, or and when you choose the place or the space that you are praying, the time itself, it will be the time for the Muslim to come and meet with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but at the same time you are connecting with your own soul, with your own heart, with the environment around you. The world will be a different world. The world will be full of beauty, of purity, and of all the kinds that it changes the environment itself. We will not be the disease, will not have all the kinds of diseases or the problems and issues and challenges. It will be solved in a different ways. It will be everyone, even about the issues of mental health today, and how much people and the world today are facing this as a challenge. SubhanAllah, think about five times a day that you are coming and contemplating and being mindful of yourself and of your environment, and you go and you take that break, and then you continue your activities during the day. it changes the mind and the mindset and the way how we approach it. All this we can really cultivate it, and all this can be done once we decided that I'm building my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with his book, with the creation, with the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with people around me. My relationships with others will be changed, will be transformed in a very positive one. I will see the world in different eyes, subhanAllah. So in this case, I'm telling you, you ask very, very good question. Okay, with this busy world, how do I get to really to focus and contemplate? I'm telling you, at that time, the Quran itself helps us to cleanse and to filter what we hear, what we choose to hear, what we choose to see and to watch, how you spend your time, because as much as your day is, you started that day with the recitation maybe of the Quran, even if it's 5 minutes, even if it's 10 minutes, while you are driving to your work, to your school, wherever you are going to take your children maybe to school, something, wherever you are doing, once you listen to the Quran while you are in your car, and subhanAllah, use it for a month. Take that month. This is what the activity I will start my day with. Even if you are a person who's active and you're running or walking, taking a walk in the morning in the nature, yes, subhanAllah, at that time when you listen to the Quran, it opens the world to you. And once you started this journey, it becomes as a habit for you. And then step by step, you are asking yourself, your heart, what did I allow today to affect my heart? Because what did you listen to? What did you see? What did you watch? What did you speak about? And then suddenly you find yourself, you are observing what you're hearing, what you're listening to, what you watch. And within the month, that it becomes as part of your day. And you will be really, and that's the coherence. And that's when you reach that a state of making decisions with that awareness, with that being mindful of everything that you do and you hear and you do. And of course, also it affects our relationships with others.
Thank you so much, Dr. Zainab. That was really so, so insightful. And it was really amazing to hear you talk about like seeing the world with new eyes. I would, you know, love to strive for that one day, inshallah. I think that, you know, oftentimes when we're just going to work or going to school and then coming home and going to sleep, and things just start to feel very ritualistic. And then, you know, like you said, your heart is locked and you don't even know about it. So may we all, you know, inshallah, unlock our hearts with the Quran, and inshallah, see this world with a new perspective and improve our relationships with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the people around us, and really have like that prophetic personality that we all strive for. So my next question for you, Dr. Zainab, is, you know, from a practical point of view, we obviously all have our own schedules, our own lives. A lot of us have families and people we love and want to take care of. How can we implement the Quran into our daily life, you know, practically? How do we make time for it? And how do we consistently make time for it? How do we show up every day? You know, it's like going to the gym or being physically fit. How do we keep working our hearts and our brains and making sure that we're keeping this relationship with the Quran from a practical perspective?
Thank you. Very good question. As we said, there are First of all, the Quran was, we have to understand our nature, because the Quran was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in stages. So it was not only at once. So we have to be patient with ourselves and start with the intention. And as we said, the heart, the intention, and make dua. And the other thing is also try maybe to pray two rak'ahs before we start. And that two rak'ah is just to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to understand and communicate with him in the best way. And ask him also for forgiveness. And this is always, every day, like you say, astaghfirullah, asking for his forgiveness, making sure that also using the tawbah. And tawbah, it's with that sincerity, I am here to be transformed with your words, and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. And the other thing, when also what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us in the Quran, to seek refuge from the shaitan, and always a'udhu billahi min shaitan. This is methodology, by the way. It's a Quranic manhaj. It's a Quranic methodology. So we seek refuge from the shaitan. We have that intention. We say bismillahir rahmanir rahim, in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful, the most gracious. This is something important to pray two rak'ahs. And also monitoring, of course, our senses and even our reaction to certain ayat. And when you hear it, choose different reciters, maybe while you are driving. If you are driving, if you're not, also you choose the time. And please try to always have a notebook or whatever you are using, your phone, anything. This, it helps us. To once you listen to the Quran or read some of few ayat, don't push yourself too hard. If you are memorizing ayat or short surahs, or even memorizing maybe as part of your program, daily program, keep this, but try to focus on some of the ayat and write the whatever it comes to your mind, whether it's a question or it's a thought. And even if you want, write maybe the time and the date of that, because keep this agenda or keep this kind of Quranic diary or something for yourself. And every time that you read or you have a thought or you recite, or something while you are maybe working or something, and idea or thought, it comes to your mind, reflecting on that ayah, write them down. The other thing I would suggest also, to have someone with you as a friend, a Quranic friend, or that's what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam built his the community. It was with that brotherhood and sisterhood, even from your family, spouses, or maybe children, whoever you like. But this is for the Quran. You can exchange ideas and thoughts. After a while, you will find yourself that you are even not only keeping up with the Quran, but you are competing with your own self, that I want to learn, because the Quran will invite you more, and you will be more curious, and you want to learn more and more, and you, inshallah, continue with this. But dua also is very powerful, and inshallah, whenever also about the other thing with the language, use the dictionary sometimes if you are willing to trace certain word like rahma or huda, guidance or something, trace it within the Quran, but also try to read different translations, as I said. So this will, inshallah, keep you to continue in this. And help you also, if you have a friend with you, to work together and support each other, inshallah. Also, there's something that I found it also very helpful with myself and this journey, and also with my students. It's reading the surah, for example, Surah Al-Fatiha, and try to and this is, of course, it's a methodology that the reading the Quran as one unit. And this what we call it al-wahda al-bina'iyya al-Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is although we have maybe surahs, but everything in the Quran connects together, and we have to always try to see the Quran as if it's one word. It means that from the beginning of the Quran to the end is one unit. So once we read it as one unit, so maybe we have one word in this surah, but then while I'm looking for more meanings, so you will find it in another surah. For example, if you are looking for tracing the meaning of hudan, which is guidance, okay, how do I find, or about mercy, which is alhamd in Surah Al-Fatiha. But also there is something very helpful for us in this tadabbur al-Quran, or in contemplating the Quran, is to find the central theme of a surah, because the surah itself also is one unit. And subhanallah, to read the surah, Surah Al-Fatiha, for example, looking for the central theme of the surah. How do I find this? There's also methodology for this. So look at the title of the surah. So read the end of the previous surah and also the beginning of the following surah. The context of the surah, even when it was revealed to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, it will be also very helpful just to understand the environment of the surah. So, for example, if you are reading Surah Al-Fatiha, so the following surah is Surah Al-Baqarah, but also the previous one is Surah An-Nas. So once you connect the three surahs, you will be able to find the central theme. And so this is, inshallah, some of the tools that will help us to continue our journey with tadabbur.
Thank you so much, Dr. Zainab. I really appreciate you taking the time to be here and share your insights with us. And inshallah, many, many listeners can, you know, learn from you and inshallah implement this into their life.
Ameen, Ya Rabbi, Ameen. And thank you very much for inviting me and give me this space to speak to all of you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all, and please keep us in your dua, and you are in my dua.
Thank you so much. Assalamu alaikum.
Wassalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.